With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montana families with transgender children are quickly losing access to care. A Missoula hospital today announced it would stop offering gender-affirming care to minors. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Community Medical Center in a statement cited state and federal policy changes. It said it would help minor trans patients find other providers, but it may be hard to find that care. Addie Moriarty is the president of the Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She says Billings Clinic and Logan Health also recently stopped offering gender-affirming care for minors.
There has been an environment that I think has scared hospital systems. And so we have seen a big decrease in care across the state.
She says some of the problem lies in providers leaving the state, but also threatening letters from the Trump administration asking hospitals to adopt standards it laid out in a report earlier this year. That report called for more use of therapy rather than other options like puberty blockers, which it said were experimental. Experts criticized the report and said it doesn't align with the widely accepted standard of care. Even though it's still legal to provide gender-affirming care to Montana kids, the Trump administration's actions are having a chilling effect, says Alex Raitt, legal director of the Montana ACLU.
We are seeing a situation where there is heavy anti-transgender sentiment that is causing providers to adopt a defensive crouch. And that's truly unfortunate because individuals need access to this care, which is safe and effective.
Families will struggle to find providers. Again, Moriarty.
The most basic way to say it is that patients are not going to receive care.
She says that can have real consequences. Studies show that a large majority of trans kids have thought about suicide, and nearly half have attempted. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
If you or someone you know is struggling, you can call or text 988. You're listening to MTPR.